listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to our year-end show for the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio, ending up 2022. It was a good year. It's a challenging year, but it was a good year. So here we are, going to do a little wrap-up show for everybody. How's it going, Wayne?
Well, it's going real well. Bruce, I'll tell you, this is an amazing thing that I'm so happy just to be here this year. I mean, my gosh, and it's already gone. Isn't that? And we look back and we go, wait a minute, I was supposed to do this. I was supposed to do that. And you're right. Some of it, we have some challenges.
That, you know, that's funny you say that, because it's this time of year that I go through my planner from 2022, and I have my planner for 2023. I use the At a Glance planner. It's you can buy it at Staples. There's nothing special about it. And so as I'm going through the first part of the new year, it's like, oh, I didn't do that one. Yeah, same thing. And so I'm writing them down yet again. You know, I made it through a couple of weeks of January of 2022. I'm going to get all caught up by next show, but it's kind of fun. But, you know, the show was a great show this year. We had some fantastic
guests. Yes, we sure did. I think that 2023, we're going to be getting more. I really do. It's just catching on real well, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is. I got a recovery person wanting to come in. Of course, we got Brennan. I got another Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter prospect coming in. This fighter prospect had surgery, Wayne, that was so invasive. I think they had to rearrange her large and small intestine and colon. I mean, literally had to redo it. I think it was a kind of a physical thing she was born with, and yet she's still a fairly or competitive fighter. And I mean, this thing is, you know, all the way, man. And so I'm more excited to hear about her recovery from that hugely invasive surgery and see how she kept the mindset. She's doing good now, man. She's, you know, doing her normal life now. And she went to a special hospital somewhere, Ohio or Rochester, somewhere to get the procedure done. So anyway, we talked to her and we got some other folks. Other folks coming on the show. So yeah, it'll be a good year. Also want to thank, of course, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
You know, our benevolent station owner, such a good guy. He puts up with our last minute requests to reschedule or do reruns. And is such a stellar guy and a great human being also. I think his brother-in-law, I'm going to mess that up. So if he wants to chime in, but Ronan Rosner, thank you, Ronan. He's working behind the scenes, Wayne. Ronan's been doing stuff. I'll say this for LA, but also he's doing stuff for the show for years, since the beginning, even back in the day, 2014, 15, when I was doing the Crime and Punishment show with Larry Levine and then transitioned to our own show here. And so Ronan's been working behind the scenes, getting us on iHeartRadio. He gets us on Apple Podcast, and he loves things, and he does it. He's just been, so again, Sam, thanks Ronan from the back of our heart. And I'll actually have a few more show summaries to get uploaded by the end of the week, because I'm getting stuff done, at least in theory. So we want to give thanks to the platform and to Sam and Ronan. So, and definitely we want to thank you guys. I mean, some of our shows are just riveting, and I know some of it's just kind of us doing freestyle. Appreciate you guys for listening to us, man. And again, it was another, you know, the metrics, we had another growth year, per episode. So, So yeah, we're just going to keep this little podcast that could going. All the time from producers, and man, if you guys would just get some real people handling your social media. I'm like, yeah, it's not in the budget. Unless Wayne's going to, I'm already tested out, but
I'd have to go pick up aluminum cans.
Yeah, we're just a talent.
I've got a real great news for the end of the year.
Let's hear it, brother.
Saturday evening.
Okay.
My grandson opened the mail and was accepted at A&M.
Oh.
And I said, I can't wait to let Bruce know.
Awesome, man. Yeah.
He was jumping. There's a video. I should forward you the video and let you see it. He was just screaming and jumping.
Yeah. And usually, did they have the long stream? Sometimes they have the long streamer thing out there, and you hold it up and take your picture that you got. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, what an accomplishment. Is this Braden or is this another?
Wow,
he's that old. Wow, it's amazing. And my son, Braden, is going to graduate from there.
Well, that's what I told Andrew. Yeah.
That is funny in a small world. But, hey, man, congratulations on him getting it. I assume he's going, right? I mean.
Well, you know, to be honest, he doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
Well, he also got a 95% scholarship to Arkansas.
Yeah. You know. Money talks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But he's not worried about Andrew. My son's not worried about the A&M because he said they got so many grants and every bit of Braden's is on academics,
right?
So that's his acceptance, and well, you can get a lot of grants with that too. And it's an in-state college; it's a great.
I tell you, as a parent. Hear the chimes here, old Big Ben's behind me. Anyway, as a parent, you know, you couldn't ask for a more conservative campus.
Yes.
More so than Baylor, more so than Ouachita Baptist or something. I mean, as a parent, I appreciate that, you know?
Yes.
Now look, you can get into trouble no matter where you go. Make no mistake about it. Man, you know, people still say yes, sir, and no, sir. And
so does he. He would fit in real well. Yeah.
And they just, man, you know, it's stuff that you and I take for granted is considered a little antiquated. But look, I'm sure he'll decide what's best for him. Of course, I want him to make the right choice. Yeah. Now, if he had an offer from Rice or Stanford for artificial intelligence degree from MIT or something like that, or he had a Naval Academy appointment, we'd certainly yield to that. But definitely barring that, I'm still
good. I believe he wants to do international business. That's his desire so far. And his average grade in Nolan is 100.
Man, and it's interesting because, you know, the May School of Business is at A&M, but you have the Sam Walton School of Business over there in Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Walmart and those guys are no stranger to world supply chains and business. Not that A&M isn't either.
Well, somebody was telling me, it might have been you, that you had a client or something that graduated from Arkansas.
Yeah,
supply chain. Picked up by Fidelity.
He got picked up. Yeah, he had a logistics and supply chain degree. Yeah. And this guy was no stranger to fun. He was in fraternities and took full advantage of that, if you know what I mean. Full advantage, yeah. This young man did. So he had, you know, he had a pulse coming out of there, but in terms of a GPA. But you know what? He came out of the Sam Walton School of Business with a degree in logistics and supply chain. You know. And the guy's on his feet, you know what I mean? And so Braden, you know, is definitely a superstar and want him to.
He'll do well, whatever he's going to do. He's working at Dutch Brothers Coffee now.
Oh, that's another superstar place, man.
Yep.
What a model they have. Have you been through there?
No, but there's one right here next to my house, and I'm going to.
Well, let me tell you about it. So what they do is they're able to kind of do what Starbucks does, but they're able to cut corners, right? They cut corners with their space and some of the staffing. It's really interesting. So instead of a window, you don't talk to a window, you talk to a human being.
So oh, wow.
It's a cross between Sonic and Starbucks.
Oh, cool.
And
well, he's working hard. I know that.
A human being comes out there, takes your order. And if you don't know what you want, you're kind of at a loss because you're like, well, what do you know? But Dutch Brothers has these muffin tops, and they're like glorified cookies in different flavors. And I have the chocolate chip.
Uh-oh.
It's so good. So if you go to Dutch Brothers, get yourself a nice latte.
Okay, I'll do it.
Or peppermint or some sort of thing. If you want to go heart attack mode, get some sort of a mocha latte and then get a muffin top and good Lord, it's good stuff, man. So
I'm going to try it. Do they sell coffee by the bag also?
I think they do. I don't know that for sure, but they do a good job. And it's definitely, they definitely fill the bill when there's not a Starbucks as a Dutch Brothers. But damn, you know, sometimes they have a two lane format like a Chick-fil-A on some days.
Well, they just opened one up here on North Industrial Boulevard, close to my house.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
That's the one I went to recently on North Industrial, right past the high school or the school.
Yes.
And so there's.
What they're going to do with that now. That used to be a church and all over Walmart or something. I just read last night finally what they're doing. The city bought that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if our listeners will be interested.
I think one of the last standing Dairy Queens is on Industrial.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
There it is.
It's a new one, too.
Everybody around the world needs to hear about the last standing Dairy Queen on North Industrial where Ulyss and Hearst collide. And then there's another Dutch Brothers on Precinct Line, north Precinct Line, just past North Tarrant Parkway, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know where it is.
Dutch Brothers.
Well, you go across from the high school. Anyway. If you're across from, was it Trinity High School or something like that?
Yeah.
There's that big place and it had a church thing in it for a little bit. The city bought all of that. And I just read, I'm not real happy because I live right behind that they're going to be putting nice condos.
Oh no.
On the corners. And then they're going to have restaurants and a small, grocery store, little things.
Where First Ulyss used to be or no?
It might have been.
Wow. You know why? Because I saw Popeyes. They built a Popeyes.
Right across the street. That's a brand new one right there on the corner.
I said, man, that preacher's a genius.
Yeah. Check it on Sunday.
Hey, man, we're a little bit low on tithes and offerings this year. So basically, we're going to have a Popeyes in the front yard.
Yeah.
We're going to get some revenue in this joint.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
For real. I mean, folks. Yeah. It's a Baptist church. No, it's not a Baptist church. It, like all Baptist, like many Baptist church, it converted to whatever, generic.
To a church of what's happening now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from there, they put a Popeyes, they sent off a quarter acre and put a Popeyes chicken with a drive-thru. Genius.
And it's full. And that's another story. I've read so much stuff about that going on. It's just crazy. That whole corner, the whole intersection there is built up now.
It is, man. It is. Just growth and change and stuff. Okay.
2023 holds some wonderful possibilities.
Keep the police scanner down. These multifamily units get rough, Wayne.
I'll tell you what, I'm happy where I am. I'm blessed. Yeah. I'm going to stick right here. I did a good thing at the right time. And
you got your Yukon parked in the yard sideways to block the front door. And
yeah, I got all my cameras and I'm loaded pretty well. And I don't think anybody's going to get past anything.
I don't think so either, man.
I'm locked and loaded there.
Too. I know. I'm sure.
Protect and defend. Protected.
Walking into a firefight if you go over there, man.
You want to be prepared.
Lesser extent over here, we got some stuff going on over here. We're got a couple of go-tos here in a pinch. So, well, good, man. That's well, congratulations to Braden. I'm sure your son is proud
as well. I'll tell him because I told Andrew, I said, boy, wait, can't wait to tell Bruce.
So that's, yeah.
He'll be proud.
Yeah, we need to bring get development from Andrew, too, on the show for next year as well.
I already confirmed that last night.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yep, so he will be coming on.
Yeah.
Just got to nail him down.
Yeah.
And he's there's a lot going on where he is. Good things for him in store. He just has to keep that little bit of patience. And
well, I think, you know, this year we've brought on guests that have shown how they can still thrive in the midst of COVID, a post-COVID economy, still do the shows, right? You know, I'm a big fan of the shows and do them using platforms like this, like Zoom, and still able to meet, if not exceed their goals. So it I think for some of the folks, some of those Salad Master folks, it opened them up to new possibility.
Yeah, and some of them, a few of them really changed their entire model, and they do a lot of it like that now. And it's changed everything. I'm fixing to get sign a lease on an office.
You are? Oh, that's right. So, do you know, can you tell us where it is yet or near?
Well, it's near Harwood and 121.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. And but I'm about to look at another one now right here on Industrial, close to that Dutch Brothers Coffee. Okay. One came open and there's some restaurants there where there would be a lot of traffic. And I'm just going to look at this price per square foot.
So part of your model, Wayne, is you need to have foot traffic to even – you want to get people coming in?
Yeah, that's why I kind of wanted a strip business place where you get traffic, because this one is not like the previous. This one, I do want a walk-in because they can see some stuff. And then I can rope them in like a carnival barker.
Woo!
But one dart for a dime and three for a quarter.
There you go.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
You could have somebody standing outside giving away free food samples or whatever stuff that y'all were cooking.
Well, I'll have a way to bring them in. It's because it's something that you're going to want to see.
Yeah, I know. I definitely want to see it. It's my collar here. Well, that's good. I mean, and then you'll be able to use social media and stuff to get people to the store.
Yes.
You can do a chamber of commerce ribbon cutting. Yeah. That'll get people.
Well, yeah, I'll do all that. And then, you know, there's a place over here at Harwood and 121 that some antique gun place or something, big national place bought it. It was an old Walmart. And it's been ruined by storm But they've got now they're really committed. They've got the permits. They're going to gut it, and they're going to have this auction place in there for like antique guns. It's a big, and they bought the rest of the shopping center, which is a little bit dilapidated. There's a pho place in there, real good pho food, but they're going to pour a lot of money into that area.
Yeah,
and I thought, boy, that'd be a nice place to get at a good price per square foot. So. But I'm really close to the other one.
Are they both in Euless, or are they both in Hearst, or what town are they?
They're in Bedford.
Bedford, wow.
They're both. See, if you're on Industrial, the side where Popeye's is Euless.
It is Bedford.
The side where that church was Bedford.
Okay.
Right across the street from each other.
You're right.
So.
Wow. You know, and that's interesting.
Yeah,
because Bedford, man, is an interesting little town, man.
I'm on the southeast corner of Bedford, because if you go on the other side of 183, it's Euless.
Okay.
And then there's Hearst.
Anybody, all our LA people, yeah, listen, it's Bedford's kind of like the same size as Moore Park. Or Moore Park's a suburb of stuff in the Simi Valley, kind of north of LA. Right. And it's Bedford's just that kind of thing, man. It has residential, obviously, but it does have some commercial sprinkled in with it.
Oh, yes, it does.
That's what Wayne has done. So
Anyway, I know we're talking about local stuff. That's like big things going on.
It's a big deal, man. You're opening up a storefront. I have two, but they don't, we're not right. I'm not trying to get any foot traffic into those offices.
This time I want foot traffic.
Yeah.
I've got my reasons, and I got last week, I got more people in the, into the company, and it's really, it's going to go crazy. It already has started.
So your goal is to open up a storefront that then sells product through the storefront, right?
It'll do that because, you know, it's, I'll have cookware displayed. Okay. So it's health products, A&W health products.
Okay. Health products?
Yeah, A&W health products, LLC. And
that's the name of the store?
Yep.
Okay. But you'll be selling the cookware, and will you sell other products as well?
Well, what's going to be displayed also is the hydrogenator water units. That's the big deal. That's why I want the foot traffic.
Hydrogenator water units.
Hydrogenated water units.
That put hydrogen, more hydrogen in your water?
Yes, sir, buddy.
Wow. And you want people to buy these units?
They'll be able to see them.
See them.
And then they could see a presentation very easily. They don't take very long.
Now, is it owned by the same company as the cookware?
Nope.
It's a different deal.
Yes, sirree.
Oh, look at you.
And then
it's like the Generac.
Yeah. An air purifier. Everything has to do with health. You know, we have to breathe. You can't live very long if you don't breathe.
That's
true. You can't live very long if you don't eat.
That's true.
You can't live very long if you don't drink water.
There you go. So I guess you got them all covered there. Food, water, and air.
Yep.
That's pretty.
So I think it's going to be an interesting thing, and it'll keep me off the streets.
Yeah, I got you. Are you going to come up with some kind of logo that has the earth and it has the three major food groups of living? I'm thinking of a logo for you.
Well, you already got it. That's a pretty good idea on some of that, but I haven't done that. I'm going to be a little off the wall with it. A&W health products mean I can handle anything.
Right.
And people say, well, what does the A&W stand for? It stands for anybody and whoever.
And whoever.
I kept it for some obvious reasons. But I put an LLC to it.
I got you.
Yeah.
Youth before beauty. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I got you.
Yeah. And I'm really excited about it. I got people calling me wanting to join. I had one real good person calling, wanted to know if I needed an investor. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a little.
You got to go on Shark Tank, Wayne?
I'll have Christmas lights next year. You can drive through. Hey, you ever drive through that? On the 121, that star, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what, that radio or that satellite?
Oh, yeah, Daystar.
Daystar, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Ooh, it's a beautiful thing to drive through at Christmas.
It is good.
What a treat.
Not so good to look at sometimes with some of these snake oil.
I've never seen it. I read about it, but that's all, and that was good enough for me. So. But I'll go through and see all those pretty bright lights.
Oh, man. Anyway. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you get over here before the new year in this area, between Glade Road and Hall Johnson.
Okay.
There's one street only, and it runs that length from Hall Johnson to Glade Road. It's called Montclair.
Okay.
It'd be the best light show you ever saw.
Okay.
Yep. It's like Highland Park on one street.
Gotcha.
It's just something.
Good to know. Yeah, good.
I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it.
That's awesome, man.
Yes, I've seen it a few years now. But
Well, that's exciting. So when do you expect to open your retail thing?
I hope to get into it by the middle of January, first of February at the latest.
Don't know. That's coming real soon then.
You got to go big or go home.
Hey, and you can actually do the show. I'm sure you're going to have streaming internet there, right? You could do the show.
Yeah, I was thinking about that last night about that.
You should do the show.
Internet, I'm going to get there.
I'll bring some wire antennas and I'll do the radio ministry.
There you go, man. We'll get it going.
I get some doomsday preppers in there, man.
Yeah.
You know what happened when the cell phone tower goes out? That's when I'm your best friend.
And then we'll have a little door in the floor that we can pretend like that's a door to the shelter.
Have a little turban over it.
Yeah.
Like we're in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Over the hatch.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Man, get a couple of German shepherds out there, boy.
That made me swallow my gum.
Hey, you know what? That might be a theme, man. I mean, that might be a theme, is these, disaster prepper type of people that seems like the older we get more like that. Like I used to be like when I was young, I'd like, oh, yeah, I listen to these, the stock market's gone to hell. Gold and silver is all that's left. Also, buy these pre-made meals from Combat Meals. If you're a Republican, buy these meals. They have a shelf life of, they're always on Fox.
REMs and ready to eat meals. In the military. Go off the grid.
Yeah, man. So like, oh, wow. Really? It lasts 25 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize macaroni and cheese could last 25 years. So anyway.
I've had in the last couple of weeks, I did a lot of coaching on goal setting for 2023. And I was on a lot of dealers around the country called.
Give us some free chops. Come on, man.
It really is. I think sometimes we can make too many goals.
I like it. Step one, don't make too many goals.
Yep. I just think that changes us. I think I said it on the show before that you want your goal to be attainable, but you want it to be realistic. You want to have to reach, mm-hmm. but you want it realistic. It's not like if you're into model airplanes, you don't want to have a goal of building one that goes to the moon this year. That might be a little out of reach for a guy that flies model airplanes.
Let's just start slow, work our way up.
Yeah, you got to make it attainable, but you want to have to reach for it. You got to work. You got to put everything else aside. You got to sacrifice a lot of stuff to be able to reach that particular goal, but it is reachable. I always tell that story, and I think I may have said it here, is that my brother David weighed 375 pounds at one time.
Okay. And
his goal was he wanted to be a ballerina. Well, that was not attainable. That wasn't a realistic goal because he had too small of ankles. So we want it to be an attainable, realistic goal. That's not true, but it makes people know what's realistic.
Nice, man.
Yeah. So, and then don't make too many. And then check them. Just because you set the oven at 400, check them. Just because you set the oven at 450 degrees, you still want to go over and check it.
Check it
and go back and review it, because it might change because of circumstances. You might need to readjust it because of circumstances. And the circumstances could be good or bad. Or neutral. You want to look and see where you are. When I'm watching these football games, Bruce, they're saying that those guys on the defense said he was looking at the quarterback's eyes. He knew where he was going to throw. So you want to have your eye on things, and you want to check. And it says that quarterback, he could see everything. And then he made adjustments. He went around, he got on his back foot, tossed that ball, and it saved the day. You want to be able to check and see where you are with that goal. when you're dribbling a basketball down the court, you just don't put your head down and dribble. You'll run into the wall. You've got to know where the basket is at all times. Same with your goal. You got to know where that goal is at all times because you might be closer to it than you realize. And so now you're going to need to readjust it and set it out a little further. You really
So are you, don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you supposed to once a month?
Check once a month.
Just once a month. Just you got your goal.
Well, yeah, I was thinking once a week, but yeah, once a month.
Well, once a month is good because you got to keep, you got to work the rest of the month. But I mean, you could have it on, you don't want them too many. You don't want to have to roll a scroll out.
Right.
But just enough, you can put it on the mirror, you can put it in your office. Because another important thing about setting goals is once you have a realistic goal and you, it's achievable and you've got a timeline on it, then you want to share it.
Because that helps you keep accountable to others.
Yes.
You share. Like, look
at, when we confess, what does it say about when we confess our faith, we're supposed to confess it, right?
Right.
Share it. Say it. And yeah, it does. It does kind of keep you accountable. Plus, it actually locks that into you. Just the verbalization. You know, if you ever remember when you was in school that you know you couldn't record a class. You had to take notes. Always said that if you write it down, you commit it to memory. If you're just thinking and hearing it, you don't commit it to memory. You write things down, it commits it to memory. That's why a goal not written down is just a dream. So just write it down very simply. The goal doesn't have to be a paragraph or a it could be two words. It could be a sentence, short sentence.
Okay, so it's not too many goals. Check on your goals. Share your goals. What else? Was there another one after that? Or was that pretty much
realistic? I mean,
make sure you set realistic goals.
Adjust. The last thing would be because as a result of those things, the last thing would be be prepared to adjust.
Absolutely.
Let's say I got a goal of losing 30 pounds.
Right.
And I'm going to do that for the year of 2023. Well, what if by July I've lost 23 pounds? Well, I might need to adjust that maybe, and I still need to lose weight. Maybe I could lose 40. So you adjust it. You know what you're doing, but you just because you check it each month. Just so and then visualize. You've got to visualize the completion. That's so important. After you have the realistic, achievable, you set it, you lock it in, you visualize it. You've already accomplished it. It's already finished. And you see yourself at the end of that goal. You see yourself. You visualize you already accomplishing that goal. And that's what it said. I keep bringing it back because I thank God now for everything, Bruce. But, you know, it even says that in the Bible. When you ask God for something, God has so much power. God is such a God that you can visualize that being done already. Because because God could do it. So just don't doubt it. And you know what? God is within us.
Let me tell you something, though. That's true. But I never, ever, I put in for a transfer 37 times and went and failed 37 times. And then it's because I was supposedly going to, I had to run the sex offender management unit when I was working for the feds. Now, that was never a goal of mine. How did you get to this position? I did not sit on my grandfather's lap and say, what do you want to grow up to be when you get older? Oh, I want to be a sex offender specialist for the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Anyway, so sometimes God has another plan for you is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know what? Everything you
have open for that. And you got to be obedient to that, by the way, too. Go ahead.
That's right. And you know what? I didn't ever sit on my grandfather's lap and say, I thought I'd be president of a company. And
that's true too, Wayne.
But you know, if you work hard, and you had to work hard to get that position.
Yeah.
That wasn't just saying, hey, there's Bruce.
No, right.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a guy I knew back in World War II.
No, you're right. There's a lot of goals had been actuated up to that point. It just was a pivot.
Yep.
There was a pivot.
Well, that's when it comes into be ready to adjust your goals. Be prepared to adjust because life gets a hold of you. And, you know, you're in a position. I'll tell you what's the nice thing about it. If you set realistic goals that are achievable, but you have to reach for them. In other words, you have to work hard to get them.
Right.
There's an old saying, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And, you know, so if you just work, everything has to do with hard work.
Yeah, but that's like, what is it? You're born on third base and you think, so I forget the thing, you know. You think you're a triple hitter. But anyway, yeah. But you're right. Now you got to keep that effort and keep it going. I think that's.
Well, I'll never forget when I was a kid. Now this is when I was like, I'm talking a kid like 11, 12 years old at the barber shop. Now this is an old barber shop that's all it was. It was just a little bitty square barber shop, had knotty pine paneling all around it. And it was old knotty pine paneling then. And it had comic books, you know, all over the tables inside. But then there was a little bit of a back room that had different kind of comic books, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Because the guys would go in there on Saturday, you know, and listen to the baseball game and sit around and talk. And smoke. You know, the older guys, they were on the listening to the radio.
Right.
But when I was sitting in the barber chair, there was three barber chairs in this. And when I'd sit in that one in the middle, and I'd look right across from me, because you're looking across from me a lot because they're cutting your hair pretty short, you know, with a buzzer. And then that's when they had a leather strap.
Razor?
Yeah, they do that razor and trim around here. And now I found out they're not even allowed to use the leather strap because of hygiene. And that's just bullshit. But there was a sign. It was a plaque right across from me on the wall on a yellowed knotty pine paneling. And the whole place smelled like a barbershop. Smelled all that panal, you know.
Right, right.
Put a little bit on your hair. And it had a picture of a hobo with a stick and his kerchief, you know, in the back with his all of his belongings in. And the saying on there said, yes, the world owes you a living. And then it said, but you have to work for it.
Gotta work for it.
See, that's it. That's funny. I remember that. I've never forgotten it.
And that's a shame, man, because we live in a society now where people getting $80,000 a year and free health care for not working. And they're simply paid not to work. So it's kind of upside down in some respects.
My mother was a widow
with
three kids. My dad died when I was 6 months old. So, and he had served in World War II. And she was on ADC, that's what they called it then, Aid for Dependent Children. Mm-hmm. And we lived in a housing project for a bit. And when we went to Danville and lived in this housing project, here she was with a baby 6 months old. That's probably a year old by then. Mm. And here she was a single widow lady. And when we moved in there, she got a job as a waitress that she rode a bus, and the bus would drop her off, and it was still a mile to go to the restaurant. She had to walk, and she borrowed the neighbor's shoes, which was one size too small, white waitress shoes. And this was a very nice restaurant in Danville, Illinois. She had three kids, borrowed shoes that were too small, walked a mile to the bus and back to work.
Man.
And we moved out of that housing project. But those people were friends of life to my mother.
Sure.
With those shoes. And see, but that's the way people did. We were proud. I mean, not we, but we as Americans were proud.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's brother wrote him one time and said, hey, Abe, brother, friend of mine, I love you. I'm a little broke here. And I need a little bit of money. Can you send me $5? And Abe wrote him a letter back, and he said, "Brother, I love you too. Go to work."
Ooh. Yeah. If you're otherwise an able-bodied person, you need to work, you know. And I think we are created to work. I think that's part of our function on this earth, is to work. I know it's going to bring a lot of heat on me right now, but I really think that we're created to work in some degree, form, or fashion. And I mean that for all the genders. So yeah, man. And I think when we don't do that, I think there's consequences, right? I mean, for sure, laziness, sloth, whatever. I mean, there's just consequences if we're not actively engaged in something, you know? So.
And you know, I know we're talking, getting off track, but how good do you feel when you work? My brother-in-law moved in with us. He had never worked a day in his life. He was mollycoddled. And I told him, I said, actually, he was coming for 2 weeks, and then he was there 4 months. He stayed 5 years. But after about a month, I said, "You got to go to work if you're staying here." And he was like Maynard G. Krebs on Dobie Gillis. When you say the word work, you go, "Work." So, but I got a friend of mine owned a printing business, printing statements for, you know, Bank of America, those kind of mortgage statements, and then they'd mail them out for him. And I got Michael, he gave Michael a job, part-time. And it's funny, this is how it worked. I had to go to Ohio and work with somebody. And so I called him the night before. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Man, tomorrow's your first day, buddy. You know, you're going to rock it. You're going to feel so good. It's just going to be great." And so he went to work, and I called him and I congratulated him, and his feet were sore. He worked a half a day. His feet were sore. So I said, "Man, that's all right. But you worked, buddy. I'm proud of you." So the next morning I called to wish him good luck at work. And Annie said, "He's not going." I said, "What do you mean he's not going?" Well, he said, "He can't." I said, "Well, take your pretty little feet and walk up the steps and hand him that telephone." And she did. And I said, "Michael, get your blankety blankety big old butt out of that bed and them feet on the floor and get to work. Cooey Wayne, I'm not going. I just heard. I already called him and told him I wasn't coming. I said, I already called him and told him you'd be late. And if you don't get up and get over there, I'm going to come up back to Texas and I'm going to rip your head off and crap in the hole." Ooh, I just wow. I read it all to him.
That's some good and ones.
He got up and he went. Now, he didn't talk to me for a day or two, but he went. Yeah. But you know that as time went on, he became full-time. He bought a car. He was so proud of himself. He really, you know, to work and to provide for yourself and to know that what you have in your hands, you worked for. Mm-hmm. And to know what that dollar means. There's no feeling like that.
That's right.
And that's why, like you said, we're made.
You're not going to value what you don't earn or what you've invested in. If you haven't invested in it, you're not going to value it. And that's why a lot of these individuals that aren't invested in their environment treat it like crap. You know, room is filthy, stuff is out of order, just crap all over the place, just unkempt, you know, and like, man, how could you disrespect this environment like that? Well, because they don't respect anything else, you know, and so it just kind of flows downhill. So
that's a good one.
So it was the upside of working in men's prisons. That place was clean. I mean to tell you. Everybody's invested in their cell, man. And if you're not, we're going to show you. But I tell you what, we had some clean. You could eat off the floor.
In the Philippines, they have Gawad Kalinga. It's an organization. Okay. And it's called the poorest of the poor. We don't have very long to know, but
that's okay. I'm just checking. You're fine.
An organization that they'll have, maybe somebody will buy or donate some land.
Mm-hmm.
And then this organization will come in there and they'll get, because there's people over there that live in cardboard boxes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it is poor. Here in America, poor is not that kind of poor. But anyway, so they'll take Bruce and family, and you don't have anything. And they'll take you and they'll help you build a home. Help you. You're in there painting and you're in there with the cement and you're caught all this stuff too. And that home is your home. Free and clear.
But you're invested in it though.
Yeah, you're. But now then, there's a little catch to it. And that catch is you're going to help somebody else build their home right next to you. And so on and so forth. And they build villages.
Okay.
And when I was in Houston, that's where I really became acquainted with. And I supported one called, it was in Pampanga, and it's called the Kapapangan Texas Village. And it's in a little town. And I visited, and now they have a church there. They have a school. This is all built by the people that live there. And everything is clean. Every house is pretty. Now, Bruce, they're a two-room house.
No, I know.
So, but it has a roof. They're color, it's a colorful little neighborhood. And these people take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
They value what's theirs because they had a part. It was not free. You know, Walang Libre. Who was it said there ain't no such thing as a free lunch?
Right. Exactly.
There isn't. So anyway.
That's good. I mean, hey, man, some of these old lawyer homes in the 30s and 40s and early 50s were the two-bedroom, one-bath house, you know, 1,300 square foot or less.
Yep.
And some of those shotgun houses, row houses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, man. So
there was six of us in a two-bedroom home and one bathroom.
There you go, man. And you know what? That was middle-class living.
It was normal.
I mean, that's some solid middle-class stuff, you know. So back in the day. But
then I got up to where I had a 5,000 square foot house.
There you go.
You know, but
complain. Yeah, it's too much to keep up. There's a lot to keep up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I wish you, all of our listeners, a very prosperous and happy new year. Listen, you've got this week. And if you're a coach on here, get with your people and help them set their goals. And most important, sit down and take, doesn't take a long time, doesn't take a brain surgeon, write down a few of the things that you would like to accomplish in 2023.
Yes, sir.
And then throw in a long-term one out there. Put a little bucket list on it. You know, a fun thing. Make them realistic, make it where you have to reach for it, and then commit to it, tell somebody, share it, and then just get off your seat and on your feet.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I got it. Let's see how this turns out here. It's a little video. We'll see if it comes out.
Oh, I'd love that.
A healthy and prosperous new year. Bruce Cameron would like to wish you and your family a healthy and prosperous new year, a really, really great year ahead. Make 2023 a great year ahead. Great, great year.
That's awesome, Bruce. You're the man.
There you go. So, so we want to wish our listeners, hope you had a Merry Christmas and a great, prosperous new year. And I'll play that again next show too. I forgot about that thing. And then
you got to do it next.
You need to give it justice there. I'll put that out. I'll send you a copy, Wayne, on your phone, direct message, so you can just put it on a loop. And so anyway, well, folks, there's another fantastic show here, year-end show on the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Hopefully you enjoy the year and you'll stick with us for the next year. You know, we're on iHeartRadio. Yes, we are. And we're also on Apple Podcasts. I think Stitcher and some of your other favorite podcast aggregators have picked us up too. So don't forget about that. We're on Facebook at Concierge Coaches Show, Instagram at Concierge_coaches. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Wayne, where can folks reach you?
Still same place. Wayne_. 415@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. And then in his soon to be announced retail space. Boy, we can't wait to talk about that, man.
I'll be there.
God, what a country. I love that transition for you, brother. That's gonna be great.
It's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be great. Okay, everybody. Well, that's it for today. We'll see you next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care, everybody. Be safe. Have a happy new year.
You listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.